As U.S. Trade Representative Michael Froman appeared before congressional committees this week to stress the need for the president to be granted trade promotion authority, poultry producers were meeting in Atlanta discussing trade issues. USA Poultry and Egg Export Council President Jim Sumner talked about the importance of TPA.
Trade promotion authority is critical if we're going to see any chance of the TPP, the Trans-Pacific Partnership, or TTIP, the U.S.-European Free Trade Agreement, become approved. Actually, I think we got the cart before the horse on this. We should have had TPA before we went out and started the negotiations with these countries so that they have the assurance that they can give us the best deal, that Congress is going to accept it. And that's what TPA is all about. So if we're going to have these expanded free trade agreements, because unfortunately the WTO is not working real well, the Doha round and such, we need to have these trade agreements, and we need Congress to get on board.
Sumner says a big trade issue for the poultry industry right now is the banning of U.S. poultry imports by China and two other countries due to the discovery of high pathogen avian influenza in wild birds on the West Coast and now in a California commercial turkey flock.
In none of those instances do we really think a countrywide ban is necessary when this detection was in one turkey flock in California, which is a state with a poultry industry that is pretty remotely located from our primary poultry production in the rest of the United States. To think that you have to ban all poultry imports from the entire United States is really overreaction.
Sumner says a regionalized approach makes more sense.
One of the problems has been that many countries have not only banned our finished products, but also our breeding stock. And the United States supplies 95% of the primary breeding stock for China. How is China going to continue and grow and develop their industry without the necessary breeding stock? So we're all in this together. Really, what they need to do, along with other countries, is regionalize this, as is recommended by the OIE, the World Organization for Animal Health.
Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.